Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Dalet in Maseches Yuma. It is the 497th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up five lines from the bottom, where we had left off discussing the position of Abaye, which Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph had elaborated on, based on the Tana'itic opinion of Abishol about the exact order of the Avodas Hayom in the Beis HaMikdash, a classical daf, in the sense that Amid Aleph is extremely important in terms of knowing the Seder HaAvoda B'Yerushalayim. Our daf is going to continue with that on the top of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, continuing on with the order of the Avoda. We are going to be introduced to the fundamental machlokas between, or reintroduced to the fundamental machlokas between the Rabbonan and Abishol about the Seder of the Avoda, which already appeared on Yudalid on the Beis, but will be reintroduced to that. Ostensibly, our daf is a short daf. It will discuss the Nesachim of the Karbin Tamid B'Shachris V'Achar Tzoraim. And then we're going to have a very important Gemara, which is not so important in terms of Maseches Yuma, but is extremely important in Maseches Shabbos. And that is the issue of heating up water for the Kohen Gadol through hot metal, which would be prohibited on Yom HaKippurim, because, of course, heating up water is bishul, but if it's very cold water and you're just changing the water from freezing to just not cold, so then in such a case, it will be permissible. The Mishnah taught us that's what they had done. The Gemara will ask, what about the problem of forging the metal? And this issue of forging metal, making metal harder, is a very important sugya of Dover Shein Miskavin in Psik Reisha, and Be'ezer Hashem, the halachic applications we will discuss in the halacha from the daily daf. Our daf today and tomorrow are short dafim because Tosas makes such a big deal about this sugya. Tosas will have a long, long arichus in Dibra Maskel Hani Mili Bi Yisura, and a nominee from the halacha from the daily daf would be to take a few of Tosas' observations and discuss them halacha l'maisa. Finally, our daf in Lama Dalet Amid Beis will have the next Mishnah of what happened to the Kohen Gadol for his first Tevila and his first Kiddush Yodayim Viraglayim and the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Five lines from the bottom on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. 10 lines from the bottom where the Gemara asks, Maishno da Ovid HaTovas Chamesh Neiros Bereisha, Ne'avid HaTovas Shtei Neiros Bereisha. It is a given that the lighting of the menorah would be interrupted, as the Gemara described earlier on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. It created a certain drama, according to Reish Lakish, Lahargish Es HaAzara. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, that the Torah says, Baboker, Baboker, Chokuhu Shnei Bekarim. Either way, it's a given that they're interrupted. And, according to the opinion of Abishol, which Abaye is following, the Karbin Tamid was done in between that Hadlaka. The Gemara now asks, Maishna da'avid ha'tovas chamesh neiros bereisha, na'avid ha'tovas shtei neiros bereisha. I understand that there's a gzeres hakas according to Rabbi Yochanan, or this beautiful svara of the drama of the lighting of the neiros that Chazal feel, kedei lahargish es ha'azara, that it's kedai to interrupt, yet, why is it that you do the first five, and then the last two? Maybe do the first two, maybe do it the first time two, and then five. Answers the Gemara, Kivan the Aschelbu of it Rov. Once you're starting, you do Rov. Ask Gemara v'nevat shis, so we should do six candles. Makra answers the Gemara, Beitivos haneiros yakti renu. When you do the Heitivo, it's supposed to be Neiros. When you're setting up the Neiros, it's supposed to be Hativo Neiros. Neiros v'neiros pachos mishtaim. That connotates plural, at least two. We learned, according to Abishol, Vatova Shtei Neiros Kodemes Liktoris, that you first have the Neiros, the last two Neiros, lit, and then you do the Ktoris. The Amar Kra, Beitiva Saneiros, Vahadar Yakti Renu. The Pasuk says, Beitiva Saneiros, then Yakti Renu. Uktoris Leivarim, we learned on yesterday's daf as well. We're now four lines from the bottom on yesterday's daf. We learned earlier in that daf that the ketores is supposed to be before the evarim. Desanya yuktam dover shenemar bo baboker baboker. The pasuk says in regards to the ketores, baboker baboker beitivo asaneros yakti renu. Says baboker twice. L'davar shelo nemar bo ela boker echad. Well, when it comes to the evarim, it says as hakeves echad tasev baboker. So that comes first. It shows a greater immediacely the double lashon. Shlo nemer bo ela boker echad belvad. Veivarim the mincha, taking up the evarim to the mizbeach by the kohanim. The evarim of the carbon tamid comes before the carbon mincha that comes along with the tamid. Disanya minayin shlo yehi davar kodim l'tamid shel shachar. How do we know that the first thing that goes on the maracha gedola is supposed to be the carbon tamid? Tamalomar va'arach aleha oila. Vihikdir aleha chaveya shlamim. First comes the carbon ha'ola, that is aleha, that comes first, Chazal understand. Ha'ola mashma te rishona, that Rashi adds, that the ola is supposed to come first. This is exactly brought out by the teaching of Rava, va'amar Rava ha'ola, hi ola ha'rishona. The first ola that is brought is the va'arach aleha ha'ola, that is said by the carbon Tamid. Period. We had learned u'mincha lechavitin that the mincha comes before, the mincha of the Tamid comes before the Kohen Gadol's personal mincha, which was called the minchas chavitim. Why? What's the reason for that? Says in the pasuk, oilo mincha. What's the whole pasuk? Vayikra chav gimel, lahakriv isha lashem oilo mincha, zevachu nesachim, dvar yoim beyoimai. So what comes first? We have Oila, and then the mincha. So what comes immediately after the carbon oila is the carbon mincha. Then the chavitin. The chavitin l'nesachim, and the minchas chavitin of the carbon comes before the libations. Shum mincha, because the minchas chavitin is considered a mincha. Unesachim l'musafim, and before the musafim you have the nesachim. Because the Torah Akdoisha says, "Lahakriv isha l'Hashem oilo mincha zevach unesachim umusafin livazichin," and then you have the carbon musafin that comes before the frankincense, the vazichin on that's put on the lechem aponim. Vatanya asks the Gemara, but didn't we learn a brisa against this? Vazichin kodem musafin tanoihi. That's machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So he put the question mark after tanoihi. How could we say as a Dover Pashut that the Musafin comes before Mezichin? It's Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yishmael in Perek Damid HaNishchat and Daf Nun Ches Amar Alfim Psachim. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye Mestabra Kemandar Musafin called Mezichin. It makes more sense to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the Musafin come before the Mezichin. Why? Lav mi amrit baboiker baboiker lahaktim. Didn't we learn that when you have the Lashon Baboiker, Baboiker, we said on the bottom of Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, that that's the reason why the carbon ketores comes before the Evarim, because it says a double Baboiker. So once we see that double Baboiker comes to the Helu, comes first, Hachanami, Biyom, Biyom, where it says Biyom twice, it says Biyom HaShabbos Yarchenu, in regards to the Vazichin, La'acher, it's coming to tell you it goes later. It's not important that it be early in the morning, but it just has to be biyom. Asks the Gemara, my time of the Man D'Amar Bazichin Kodmin L'Musaf. And what's the rationale for the Man D'Amar that says that the Bazichin comes before the Musafim? Gomar Chuka Chuka Mechavitin. We learn a Gzeir Shava that says in regards to the chavitin chakoy lom lashem kolil takdar, and it says in regards to the vazichin also chakolam kodesh kadashim hu, and the pasuk concludes chakolam. This is in the end of Vayikra, or the middle of Vayikra, Vayikra Chavdalid, and we learn that just like the chavitim come before musafim, so too the bazichin as well come before the musafim. Hence, the bazichin, which have the lavona inside, which have the frankincense, the bazichin is actually the kalim, which have the lavona that are inside, that comes before the karmen musaf. Ask the Gemara, ime hasam gomar, if we're going to say that you learn out this gzera shava, So then, Ligmara Kula. Then let us learn out the Gzera Shava up until the end. The Kula Milsa. Up until the point that we would say that it should come before the Nesachim. Answers the Gemara. Lahachi ahani biyom biyom. That's why we need the Pasuk of biyom biyom, la'acher, to tell us that the Bazichin comes later and doesn't come before the Nesachim. The Gemara now begins a new topic. We learned in our Mishnah, Kedorah shel shachar hoisekreva bein dam leivarim. The Mishnah had told us that the Kedorah of the morning was brought between the sprinkling of the dam and the bringing of the Evarim onto Mizbeach. We mentioned this also in Abaye's Seder HaDvarim, but that was Abaye being Misader Mishmei de Gemara, the whole Seder Avoda, which many people do say in the morning. This now in our Gemara is an analysis from our Mishnah. Abaye was on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Our Mishnah was on Lamed Aleph on the Beis. Says the Gemara, Mani, who is this opinion going to work with? Now, to introduce this question of Mani, we need to review a fundamental machlokis between the Rabbonon and Abishol that appears earlier on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. On Yudalit Amud Beis, going to Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Maybe let's look back over there. In the last few lines of Yudalit Amud Beis going on to Tes Vav Amud Aleph, the Rabbonon and Abishol disagree over at the time that the Neros are lit. Is the Ketores supposed to be already giving off its scent? The Gemara in the top line of Tes Vav Amud Aleph tells us that according to the Rabbanan, the Ketores comes before the Neros because the first words on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Be'idan Hatava, at the time that you're doing the Hatavas HaNeros, even the first set of lights, Te Mekatir Ketores. However, Abishol disagrees four lines from the bottom on Yudalit Amud Beis, hence Abaye's expression on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that he's following according to the tradition of Abishol, who says that you light and then afterwards do the Ketores. Says our Gemara on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, turning back to our Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah the Ketores of the Shacharis was done between the Dam of the Karban Tamid and the Holacha Seivarim of the Tamid Mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, Mani, I Rabbanon, if it's going to be following the Rabbanon who say Ketores come before the Menorah, Bein Dam Lenoros Miboile. It should have mentioned that the Ketores was being done between the Dam and the Holacha Saneros. As we learned, according to Rabbanon on the top of Tes Vav Amud Aleph, you're supposed to have the Ketores, and then when the Ketores is going, the Neros. I Abishol, and if it will be following the opinion of Abishol, Beinoros Le'evarim Miboile. According to Abishol, after the Hadlakas Neros, then the Ketores was brought, and then the Evarim followed. The Mishnah says the Ketores was between the Dam HaTamid and the Evarim. Says the Gemara Lo'oilam Rabbananhi. Really, our Mishnah is consistent with the Rabbanan. And again, we emphasize again that on Lamed Gimel, when we were introduced yesterday to Seder Avoda, we were going according to Abishol, Ubesidra lo kamayr, but our mission is Lav Dafka and is not going Keseder. We also learned in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Amabez in regards to the Ketores, Vishal Bein Arbaim, Moise Kreva Bein Evarim, Linesach, and that the Ketores Bein Arbaim was brought between bringing up the Evarim onto Mizbeach, and then Nesachim asks the Gemara Minani Mili, what's the source for this? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Kra says in the Torah, Kedosha Kiminchas HaBoiker Uchiniskoi Ta'aseh, that in regards to the Korban Tamid, the Torah says, it's done like the Minchas HaBoiker, Ma Minchas HaBoiker Ketores Kodemes L'Nesachim. So we make a parallel. We already developed on yesterday's daf that the Minchas HaBoiker, you have the Ketores before the Nesachim. Afkan Ketores Kodemes L'Nesachim. So too over here, the Ketores comes before the Nesachim, asks the Gemara, Ima lahalan Ketores Kodemes Leivarim, Afkan Ketores Kodemes Leivarim. But if it's a full hekesh, if you will, I use that term loosely, if it's a parallel that you're going to say whatever is done in the morning, you do in the afternoon as well, so then if that would be so, then the Ketores should be done before the Eivarim in the afternoon, because it's done before the Eivarim in the morning? Answers the Gemara, Miksiv ke'evare haboker. Did it say that everything is done like the evarim in the boker? Kimichas haboker ksiv. It says like the mincha. Kimichas haboker v'lo ke'evare haboker. But the evare haboker is done differently. And from the acharat zaraim. And that is, in the afternoon, you have the evarim before the ketores. In contrast to the morning, you have the ketores kodemes le'evarim. But we can learn that just like Kiminchas HaBoker, the Rabbi Yochanan Darshan, that the Minchas HaBoker has a Ketores before the Nesachim, so too in the afternoon the Ketores is before the Nesachim. The Gemara continues two lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Amud Aleph. Taner Rabbanon, in regards to the libations of the Karbon Tamid, V'nisko Revi'ah Sahin, Yilmad Shel Shachris Mishel Arvis. We learn out the halachos of the libations of the morning from the evening. Rashi explains that just like when it comes to the evening, there is a requirement in the Nesachim, so too from the morning as well. Rebbe Omer, Arvis Mishal Shachris. Rebbe says the inverse. We learn the halachos of the evening out from the morning. The Gemara will clarify what is this discussion. Bishlem l'Rabbanan, I understand according to Rabbanan. That makes more sense. The Rabbanan are right. Where does it say the libations? Haivet Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim Ksiv. It mentions the libations by the Bein Arbayim. The Torah says, V'nisko Revi'ah Sahin L'Keves HaAchad. And then it makes sense. That was talking about the afternoon, and it's coming to teach us for the morning. Ela Rebbe, what in the world is Rebbe talking about? Why does he say where it says it by the morning, and we learn Arvis Mishal Shachris? The simple reading of the Psukim is I was talking about the afternoon. El Rebbe, my time, ? Amar Rabba Barula, Amar Kra, Lakeves Echad. The Torah says, V'nisko Lakeves Echad. Ezeu Keves, Shnemer Bo Echad. Where is there a Keves that they say Echad? So we take the Pasuk according to Rebbe, and we take it out of its simple Pshat, Zetamid Shel Shachar. Even though the simple context, if we look up the Psukim Parshas Pinchas, is Mashma, that we're talking about the Arvis, the Bein Arbayim, nevertheless, according to Rebbe, Udarshan Keves Achad, where it says Achad, which is in the morning. Rabbanan Mai Echad, and how would Rabbanan learn that extra word of Echad? Mai Echam Yuchad Shebeedro, that you need to have the best possible carbon. It needs to be a Miuchad, it's supposed to be the nicest carbon possible. The Rebbe, Miumuvchar Nidarechanafke, it also says in Dvarim Yud Beis, the notion of bringing the best animals for your karbanos, and you don't need to use that pasuk of echad to tell you miyuchad sheba edrav. Rabbanan chay bechove v'chad benedava utzvich. Rabbanan say no. One there, it's talking about mivchar nedarechas when we bring nedavas. Over here, we're talking about chov, and we need a separate pasuk. And therefore, the rabbanan read the psukim simply, and the halacha of needing nesachim in the morning is learned out from the halachos of the evening. Now we begin a Shas Gemara. Im hayi kohen gadol zaken o istinis. If the kohen gadol, we learned in our Mishnah, was old or he was particular, and in this particular case, he was bothered by the cold, so that Mishnah tells us we bring him hot water and we bring him something hot. We're going to explain what that means in a moment, and they're going to cool off the waters that's not chilling for when he goes to the mikveh. How exactly was this done? Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shoshiyo Shel Barzel. They had this piece of metal. Hayim Echamin Me'erev Yom HaKippurim. They would heat it up before Yom Kippur. Umatila L'Toch Sonen. And then that this hot piece of metal was put into the cold water. Kedei Shetafik Sinasin, so that the chill should be removed from the water. Asks Gemara a very important kasha of Haloi Mitzareif, isn't he forging the metal? The process of forging metal, when we learned this when I was many years ago, we looked this up in encyclopedia. Now you have to Google it, right? Encyclopedias barely exist anymore. If you Google forging metal, the way metal is forged is you heat up the metal and then it is thrust into cold water. And that abrupt change of temperature actually hardens the metal. And this was standard procedure in the way metal objects were made in the time of Chazal. Mitzareif, according to many poskim from our Gemara, is an Iser Daraisa. Presumably, according to many, it is the Iser of Makeh B'Patish. Either way, Tziruf is going to be Asar and Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, so you're being mitzarifit. Amar Rav Pap, Bibi, Shelo Yigil Tziruf. No, we're talking about a case that the water is not that cold that it will create this dramatic chemical reaction of Tziruf when you have something very hot being put into something very cold for the process of Tziruf. Abayi, Amar Abayi's Teretz is fascinating. Afil Tema Shigil Tziruf, even though you're going to say it came to Tziruf, Dover Shem Eskave Mutter. Nevertheless, since it's not his kavana, it's going to be permissible. Mir Teshem in the Halacha from the Daily Daf, we will discuss that the Ramban and many of the Gedolei Rishonim, Achronim, and Poskim all discuss how could it be that Dover Shein Meskavin is just simply mutter over here? Isn't this a problem of psik resha? It's inevitable that the metal is going to become hard. And we learned Dover Shein Meskavin is only permissible if it's not for sure that it's going to happen. One could have argued that over here it was for sure. But that is for a later moment. Right now, in Pshat Gemara, we have two terutzim of Rav Bibi and Abaye. Why it's not an issue of Tziruf, according to Rav Bibi, the reason why it's not Tziruf is because it won't reach the Madrega of Tziruf because the water is not cold enough. According to Abaye, it's not his intention. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Abaye Hachi, did Abaye say such a thing about Tanya? But didn't we learn in a Braisa? It says, Basara Lasso. This is a Gemara in Shabbos on Kuflam and Gimel that says that you're not allowed to normally cut off tzaras. Hishomer benega tzaras, the Torah Kedosha tells us that you have to be careful not to cut off tzaras, and that is an Isur d'oraisa. However, Chazal Darshan, the Pasuk says, Yimol Besar Loso in Parshas Tazria, B'yom Hashmi Yimol Besar Loso, then all cases, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Huflami Gimel, and our Gemara echoes it over here. Afil Mokum Shiesham Beheres Yikots Divra Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that you're not allowed to cut off the tzaras. Vavinamba. And we asked over there, Krol Omaliv Amar Abayi Rabbi Yehuda Dover Shem Iskavin Asur. And we answered over there that we need Xeris HaKosiv, even though it's not his kavana, because of Dover Shem Iskavin being problematic. So what do we see over there? We're Choshesh for the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. If Abai is chosh v'shita, Rabbi Yehuda over there, why is Abai not chosh v'shita, Rabbi Yehuda over here? Answers the Gemara, Hani mili b'chol ha-Torah kula. That's in regards to kol ha-Torah kula. Abai is choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shem Iskavin is asur. Aval hacha tseiruv d'rabbananhu. Here we're not dealing with an iser d'araisa of tseiruv. Here we're only dealing with an iser d'rabbanan. We mentioned that there's a big deal whether we're talking about Seiruf d'oraisa d'rabbanan. So the Gemara here in the Maskana assumes that Seiruf is only d'rabbanan. Now there is a big machlokis rishonim over here of how to read this teretz of the Gemara. According to Tosas's understanding of Rashi, Rashi is of the opinion that on a dover sheina miskavein, according to Abaye, will only be in Isur d'rabbanan, and the Chazal did not make a gzeira at all, whether we're in the Migdash or whether we're not in the Migdash. According to some Rishonim, what we're talking about over here is only an Isur d'Rabbanan altogether, not because of Dover Shein Miskavin, not like Rashi's Chidush, that Dover Shein Miskavin is only mid-Rabbanan according to these positions, but rather the Ritva writes that the Isur Tziruf over here is only an Isur d'Rabbanan. In other words, it's only makib epatish midrabanan, and therefore we could be makil in this case if it was b'migdash. According to Ritva, the girsa would be that it's mutter because of ein shvus b'migdash. We mentioned that Tosos has a big discussion in regards to many issues of Dover Shein Meskavin, and many issues in this Tosos are halacha l'maisa, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss some of them in the halacha of the Daily Daf. Let's Be'ezer Hashem continue the Heilige Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. If you the Beis HaParva, they brought the Kohen Gadol to this area called Beis HaParva. The Beis HaParva we've seen in the past is on the boundary between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim on the southern side, and that was where the Kohen Gadol did his second tevila. He needs to do the tefila in a makom kadosh, as described earlier in the Gemara Lamed Amud Aleph. We pointed out that there was one tevila. We learned in the Mishnah on Lamed Amud Aleph, there was one tevila, and the Gemara, there was one tevila that was done in a makom chol. near the Lishkas Beis Haftinus. All the others were done in the Beis HaParva. That's why the Mishnah now adds, Ubekodesh Haisa, everything else was done Bekodesh. We explained earlier why the first one was done in an area that wasn't Kodesh. That's on the Sugya Lamed in Yuma. Barsu Sadin Shel Botz. They spread out a linen sheet, Beino Levena Am, for Tznius. Kidesh Yadav Araglav Uposhat. He did the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and then he took off his big day Zav that he was wearing from the Avodas Haboker. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir disagrees. Poshat, first he took off his clothing of big day Zav, then Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav. Yard V'Taval, Olof in Istapik, he went down for Tvila, and then he drived himself off. Hevilo big day Lavan, they brought him the big day Lavan. Lavash V'Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav. As the theme, when the Kohen changes his begotten, he does Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav. B'shachar haya lovesh ploson shel shneim asar mana. In the morning, the begotten of Big Day Lavan were made out of a type of lax called plusin, which comes from Medina Pilusin, which was a very expensive flax. Shel shneim asar mana, it was worth 12 mana. Beinai barim, it was even more expensive. Because it came from Haneduyim, Shel Shmona Meozos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chomer M'shachar Yilovei Shel Shmona Asamana. Ubein Arbayim Shel Shnei Asamana. The Machlokis, which one was the more expensive clothing? Was it the one that he did wore in the morning? That's the opinion of the Chachamim. While Rabbi Meir is of the opinion the more expensive was the afternoon. Hakol Shloshim Mana. The value, according to both of them, was 30 Mana. Elu Mishel Tzibur. That's how much money was spent from the tzibur, which came from the trumas halishka vimratza, and if the kohen wanted lahosef, he wanted to have even more expensive begadim, most of mishalo he would add from his own personal expense. This Bezer Hashem concludes the pshat gemara and daf lamed daled, and we now go bezras Hashem yisparech to the halacha from the daily daf, which will be based on the sugyas that are raised by Tosos on our Amud all the way in to most of Lamid Hey in regards to Hilchos Shabbos.